Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, January the 24th, 2022, and I overslept. I had every intention of getting up at 5:30 this morning. I was going to get a jump on life, and I was going to get everything done, but God had other plans. He put me to sleep. And I slept until about 8 o'clock. And here I am. Here it is, 8:22. I'm now officially 3 hours behind on Monday morning. Well, it's a good thing I don't have to punch a time clock. You know what it means to be retired? Be tired all over again. Retired. Well, have you ever heard someone say, the Lord's late, he's late for his return? You know, the Lord is going to come back right on time. The Lord never sleeps. The Lord doesn't require sleep. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we that which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that we look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found in him in peace, without spot and blameless. Be ye also patient, establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. I saw a couple interviews with Billy Graham. I saw an interview with Billy Graham by Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey went to Billy Graham's house and was interviewing Billy Graham. And also, you know, Billy Graham was on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. And John Carson said he considered Billy Graham to be a very good friend of his. Well, doesn't the world say something about being a friend of the world? You know, Billy Graham was very, very popular. Very well liked. Liked by everybody. He had the audiences of, I don't know how many presidents. He knew Harry Truman. He knew Dwight Eisenhower. He even admitted he supported Richard Nixon for president. He was good friends with Billy Cotta. And I guess it was Jimmy Carter. Billy was Jimmy's brother. And, of course, he was friends with, I'm sure he was friends with the Bushes and Bill Clinton. You know, and he had his message was, you know, you have to make a decision for Christ. You know, and he went all over the world. In fact, he said he'd been in every airport in the United States and throughout the world. And he said he'd been in almost every hotel chain throughout the world. He traveled all over the world, had the acceptance of kings and prime ministers and presidents and queens, met with the queen. And we know he was friends with the Pope. And he got honorary degrees from the Roman Catholic Church. And in his meetings, in his crusades, many, many Catholics came to his crusades. And he sent those Catholics that came down to make a decision for Christ right back into the Roman Catholic Church. And Randolph Hearst is the one that pushed him. The big news guy, Randolph Hearst, in his time was probably as successful as, you know, or more so than the Fox Channel. And I think it was Chicago that Billy Graham was doing a crusade, and Randolph Hearst said, "Push Graham." And he pushed him on all of his different networks. Well, the true gospel is not a popular gospel. Jesus Christ said that if you're in Christ, you're going to suffer persecution. I didn't see Billy Graham suffering a lot of persecution while he lived. I think he lived to be 99 years old. You know, I was telling my son Mark, you know, if you contrast Billy Graham with the disciples, it's quite a contrast. All the disciples were martyred except John, who was boiled in oil, you know. And look at the New Testament church, how many were persecuted because of their stand for Christ. Billy Graham bragged on the Johnny Carson show that in Korea there was over 1 million people that came to see him. Over 1 million. The largest crowd ever to come to see someone in history came to see Billy Graham. Well, never heard Billy Graham talk about predestination or election or the fact that I never heard Billy Graham preach a sermon on the 9th chapter of Romans. You know, big portions of the Bible were left out of Billy Graham's message, and he added to it the free will of man. God made salvation possible. All you have to do is fill out a decision card, let him in your heart, and you can, you know, you've done the work. You know, and so anyway, what a contrast between itinerant ministers or itinerant people like myself who live in the far corner of the earth, so to speak. And I can count on one hand the airports I've been into. I've been in the Dallas airport. I've been in the Chicago airport in Kansas City. And also been in Phoenix. I've been in, I think I've been in the Colorado airport. I certainly haven't been out of this country. I've never been out of this country. And I've never preached to millions of people. You know, sometimes on the devotional, it'll reach 100 people. Okay. But you know what? the gospel that I teach is not a popular gospel. All that the Father hath given him will come to him, and all that come to him I will in no wise cast out. So this morning, let us remind ourselves that the gospel of Jesus Christ is not a popular gospel. The gospel of free will is a popular gospel. Okay? And it's very, very attractive to the masses. Millions of people have embraced the free will gospel. Millions of people have embraced the free will gospel. And they'll tell you the time that they let Jesus into their heart. Well, this morning I hope you have a blessed week. I got kind of wound up about Billy Graham. But let us examine the contrast between the true gospel and the false gospel. God bless.